Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's day 12 up camp here at St. Vincent College. Jeff Hathorn and Josh Rountree, and joined again by Shelby Cassese. Steelers move practice from here at St. Vincent over to Latrobe Memorial Stadium. It's not the same as Friday Night Lights, but from hearing the kids asking for autographs and getting closer to the fans, and from an intensity standpoint, with the exception of time of day and the actual day, it felt like a Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, it's hard to replace the feeling of the Friday Night Lights practice. I know it's so important to Steelers fans and to the players, too. I know they were pretty bummed about not being able to do it. But you talk about still being able to get on the yellow bus. You still see all the screaming fans. There were a couple of youth teams there today. And you know what? Quite a few people that came out for a Monday afternoon practice at the last minute. And you're right, the physicality and the way that practice was conducted today, once again in the sweltering heat in front of all those fans, you get the sense that maybe, I don't know, there's a game at the end of the week here.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin was quick to point out that they need to ramp up to speed. But there was a noted physicality. And, you know, the other thing was they were physical, but they kept it. There were no fights. They kept it within the lines. I think Mike Tomlin wasn't just throwing out platitudes, that he was pleased with how they hit and on both sides of the line.
He's not one to ever throw out platitudes. He's going to kind of tell you how you feel, how he feels when it comes to something like that. And if he wasn't pleased with the physicality, he probably would have said something to all of us after practice. But you're right, and it shows the increased intensity in the players. I mean, especially when you look at guys who are trying to make their case to make this roster, or guys who are in position battles, that's the kind of stuff that's going to get noticed as we head into the first preseason game.
It was like old school Bill Cowher, where you had goal line at Latrobe Memorial Stadium. It was fun. You know, the one-on-one drills from the two-yard line between a corner and a receiver, those aren't necessarily, I mean, they're physicality, but it's not full-out hitting. But, man, we saw some serious intensity from George Pickens today.
Yeah, and I think I said to you when we were standing there watching that you don't realize oftentimes just how tough on the body and how physical of a game football is until you are standing right there. You can hear the pads hitting. You can see the struggle for the ball up close. And that's what we saw a lot of today in those drills. George Pickens was getting some heckling from a group of DBs that were off the field, and I don't think he took too kindly to that. A couple of highly contested balls that he went up and got, and he made sure to look over at those DBs to make sure that they saw him and he saw them.
Yeah, in Pittsburgh terms, he did the Max Talbot.
Yeah, there you
go. Put
exactly.
The finger up to the lips and told him to don't talk
something. Yeah.
And he was serious. Like, it was a stern face. Mm-hmm. He stared at them. Now, nothing more came of it.
No.
But you could see this rookie, like, he's coming to play. He's not playing around. There were no dances afterwards. It was all about, hey, there was one play that I missed, and I'm going to show them.
You just keep hearing over and over again how George Pickens was the steal of the draft. And how can we say that at this point? It's difficult, but that's all you've heard over and over this offseason about him. And he's continued to, with the opportunities he's had, which is just practice at this point, he's continued to show that, I think, that he has the very possible potential to be the steal of this draft and to be a huge name for the Pittsburgh Steelers throughout his career.
Larry Ogunjobi was out there on some 11-on-11 drills, made a couple of tackles, made his presence felt very quickly. Tyson Alualu is working his way back. He kind of went through some partial drills. Chase Claypool was out there for a while. Pat Freiermuth didn't practice but did have full shoulder pads. And Najee Harris is closer to being ready, going through all the drills except for team drills. Now some new injuries. Alex Highsmith with a rib injury. Deontay Johnson with a hip injury, a hip flexor injury. Jannard Avery, who made a nice tackle at the goal line, he went down with a groin injury. And Kevin Dotson, who's very much in a battle to start at left guard, an ankle injury. Of course, an ankle injury was what really hampered him last year.
And we saw Kendrick Green taking some first-team reps, too, prior to the injury. We saw Dotson out there with the second team, too. So, yeah, I mean, not the opportunity for Kevin Dotson that he wants. As many guys as the Steelers got back today in some capacity, yeah, a lot of injuries out there. You hope for the best. You hope it's just kind of a camp precaution to have them put the ice on or set out the rest of practice. But you really want to start to see these guys, especially on offense, get those reps, because these are all new quarterbacks for the most part, aside from Mason Rudolph, who spent a lot of times with the twos, obviously, in his past couple of years here. So you really want to start to see these guys get healthy again, get back out there. And these reps, as we get closer and closer to the regular season, are becoming more and more valuable.
It's the UpCamp podcast here with the Steelers in Latrobe. And, you know, with the injuries, they have to be evaluated. And so we don't know. People are like, what's the severity? How bad is it? We don't know yet. But it wasn't severe enough where any of them had to leave Latrobe Memorial Stadium to come back. So that's a good sign. Let's get to the quarterbacks. Any one, two, three, four? We did see a Chris Oladokun touchdown today.
Finally.
But did
his
any
first camp rep.
Did any one of them step out to you?
You know what? I thought, truthfully, Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett both looked really good in those goal line drills that we saw. But then you know what? And this has kind of been the story of camp, I think, a lot of the time. Then when they get into seven shots in the later round of camp and practice, rather, I thought Mitch Trubisky looked good. He stepped in. He looked comfortable. He hit a couple of guys for some nice scores. And
yeah, the one to Gunner where he rolled out to his left.
Yes.
That was a nice throw against his body.
And I think we're seeing a lot. And you know what? It's not the worst thing in the world to see all three quarterbacks show you something. I know there's some talk that Trubisky's not really showing a lot when he needs to, but I kind of disagree with that, because I think Mitch Trubisky is out there showing that he is poised in the pocket. He can move around. He can scramble. And in the moments where he has absolutely needed to show something, he has.
So the numbers for 11 on 11 were Trubisky was 1 for 4, but one was a borderline drop to Calvin Austin. Another was a great play by Akello Witherspoon where he dove to tip it away. That would have been a completion to Chase Claypool. Kenny Pickett was 4 for 4.
Yeah.
Mason Rudolph was 4 for 4. Now, some of those passes are dump downs or check downs. They're still obviously not touching the quarterback. But we're starting to get a little bit more into competition. And you get the feeling, Shelby, that after the game on Saturday, what we see in quarterback reps is probably going to mirror what we saw or what people earned on the field on Saturday.
I would agree with you in those times you mentioned with Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett shining. I completely agree. They were the leaders of that drill, and Trubisky did struggle. It looks, all accounts, all signs point to Mitch Trubisky still winning the starting job. And as we've talked about, I'm really, really curious more so about the backup role, because I think this is a knockdown, drag-out fight between Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett at this point. I don't necessarily think that the deal is done for Mitch Trubisky, but I think all signs point to him having it. I'm just really, really curious to see how it plays out between Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett, because they are both showing signs of being able to be a good backup for this team, at least this year.
A couple of visitors to camp today, Ryan Clark, who once did a show here on 93.7 The Fan with ESPN, doing a hell of a job. He was back today. Bryant McFadden, who's with CBS Sports, was back. You know, LeSean McCoy was back. Hopefully he'll be back September 1st, because what's a backyard brawl without LeSean McCoy? Unless you're a West Virginia fan, that brings back bad memories. But Carl Joseph did have a big play today, so there you go. On Kenny Pickett, so there's your West Virginia win.
There you go.
And also here was Brandon Marshall. Marshall's a Pittsburgher, but didn't really grow up here, but he was born here. He's been working with Chase Claypool. They hooked up at the Super Bowl, and they started working together on the mental aspect. And Marshall and Claypool said that Marshall was brutally honest with him about how he needs to handle his stuff mentally. what he needs to do on social, but also what he needs to do with film work. It seems to have put him in a good place. That being said, there's so much talk of Pickens, understandably so. Deontay Johnson's contract. Could we all be sleeping on Chase Claypool and the impact he could make this year?
We definitely could be. And, you know, he's had a couple of underwhelming seasons. That's no question for the Steelers. But you're right. So much of what went wrong with him last year was the mental side of things. You know, the famous marking the first down when time was running out on the clock and those types of mistakes. And you know what? There's no better person to come to him and say, hey, and be honest, than someone who's been in that position beforehand, who has played in the NFL, who has been a wide receiver in the NFL, who knows the demands of playing the position and being on a team like the Steelers, and being the guy on the team a lot of the time. And so I'm glad that Brandon Marshall was vocal about that. And so much of what Chase Claypool needed to work on was mental. And the good news is, you have control over that. You oftentimes don't have, you know, control of the drops. You're not trying to drop the football, or you're not trying to miss a tackle. And those types of things are a little bit harder to work on if you're, you know, just kind of out physicality or just having a hard time holding onto the football. Mental stuff, that's within your control. You can make those decisions. And, you know, he could be a different guy coming in here. And just based on the way how he's built physically, I want to see him get out there and eat.
Yeah, and good on Brandon Marshall for paying it forward.
Yes.
You know, he said he's really keen into working with big receivers because obviously he was one. You can check out that interview. It'll be at 937thefan.com on our podcast page. Myself, Brooke Pryor from ESPN, did most of that interview. And then we talked to Chase afterwards, and it's interesting. I mean, he could be a wild card. Practice scheduled for Tuesday here at St. Vincent College, 155. Weather is a question mark, and if you've tried to come to camp the last couple of days, just make sure you're paying attention to 93.7 The Fan on Twitter or listening to us on air. We'll have the latest on whether or not they will be here. They're scheduled right now, but check in before you come out to St. Vincent. It's day 12 up camp. Jeff Hathorn, Josh Roundtree, Shelby Cassesi with us today. We'll see you tomorrow from somewhere.
Somewhere out there, whether it's football.
With the Steelers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.